This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for strengthening India's global engagement through advancing trade, technology and strategic partnerships while deepening the connection with diaspora. Mr. Modi was addressing the 11th Heads of the Missions Conference organized by the Ministry of External Affairs from April 28th to 30th in New Delhi. This year's conference was centered around the theme Reforming Indian Diplomacy for 2047. In his address, the Prime Minister shared his thoughts and ideas and provided guidance on India's diplomatic engagement to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047. Presentations were also made to the Prime Minister on future-ready diplomacy, the promotion of the three T's, trade, technology and tourism, and amplifying the Bharat story. Mr. Modi also heard insights from the heads of mission and perspectives from senior and young diplomats on strengthening India's global engagement. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed a petition filed by the Trinamool Congress challenging the appointment of central government employees as supervisors in vote counting centres. In his ruling, Justice Krishna Rao said that it is the prerogative of the Office of the Election Commission of India to appoint the counting supervisor and counting assistant either from the state government or the central government. This court does not find any illegality in appointing counting supervisor and counting assistant from the central government or central PSUs. The judgment noted that under Section 100 of the Representation of the People Act, if it is later proven that the Election Commission's decision gave undue advantage leading to the defeat of a Trinamool candidate by a Bharatiya Janata Party candidate, the result may be legally challenged. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Buddha and 2569th Buddha Purnima celebrations at Jivitsal Bhotang Choglamsar Leh today. Mr. Shah will also be laying the foundation stone of 10,000 litres per day capacity dairy plant in Kargil from Central Institute of Buddhist Studies, Leh. The Home Minister arrived in Leh yesterday on a two-day visit to Ladakh. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 came into force today, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025, aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. Government has cut down export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF. In this regard, the centre has issued a notification which has come into effect from today. According to the Ministry of Finance's release, the export duty on diesel has been set at 23 rupees per litre, while aviation turbine fuel, ATF, will attract a duty of 33 rupees per litre. There will be no export duty on petrol and it remains unchanged. Unified Payments Interface UPI has emerged as the world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring India's digital economy. A decade after its launch, UPI has transformed from a fledgling digital experiment into the world's largest real-time payments platform, powering nearly half of global instant payment transactions and redefining how India pays. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.